So we're discussing the class. And present are?
George.
Mary.
Jane.
Richard, but I didn't see the film.
Rudy.
Lenore. Who saw the film?
Everybody
except for Richard. Okay.
And we have one high school teacher.
Yeah, and one ex-high school teacher.
One. Get me out of here as fast as you can.
I thought of you.
It pushed my buttons, let me tell you.
Yeah, I knew you teachers would have something to say about this.
Yeah, there's going to be a teacher listening to this.
Yeah. Well, Mark really wanted, you know, he even wanted to be here tonight because he so wanted to.
So you put it like
water. Oh my God,
you liked it a lot, sir.
I would say I liked it a lot. I thought it was
good. Are we discussing the film now? Yeah. Are you discussing the film?
Didn't we start?
Yeah, please. I want to hear though what you're saying.
Well,
are you talking?
Do.
You like the whole side conversation? Over there.
I would say I liked it. I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was a good documentary. I thought it was a very accurate documentary. That's the way I saw it.
But it's not a documentary.
I know that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I said I thought it was a very good documentary. I saw it as a documentary.
It's sort of semi-documentary because he was a teacher and
they're the real kids.
He wrote about the kids, and the kids in the film weren't the same kids he taught, but they were all actual school children.
Mm-hmm. And plus, they workshopped it, so the script was written
exactly
after they worked with the kids.
So the script evolved with the kids. Incredible. I think the kids were incredible.
And the teacher is the actual author of the book.
Yes.
Right. Oh, really? The actor?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And co-screenwriter. Author of the book. Well, both based on him.
And he helped write the screenplay.
I mean, the comparisons are too obvious, but it's so much better than all the other teen classroom movies, Dangerous Minds.
It's another category.
Yeah, it is, but it's interesting that it has some of the same types, though. That even when Hollywood or, I don't know what Tisser with Love was, or, you know, I mean, there's been many of these. And some of the types are types, but they were so much more real in this movie. Mm-hmm. And so much more believable.
The types, you know the types. They're always, in classrooms, there's always a type, one of those types. One for the Chinese boy.
Right.
What was the name of the boy in the back?
Suleiman.
There's the Suleiman. I have three of those.
The girl's name right now. Esmeralda.
Oh,
Esmeralda.
Yeah,
not Esmeralda.
There wasn't
something. There was Esmeralda.
No, it wasn't quite,
because
I
stepped
in. Okay. Well, you saw today, that's right.
Before I came here.
You saw both of
the
theater.
Back to back. But I do it in two different theaters. But anyway.
I have one question. At the end of the movie, there was a black girl who came up to the desk, and she said to the teacher,
I didn't learn anything all year.
But
is what she said.
What I don't understand is she was passing.
She was passing. Right. Right, exactly.
How is that?
I think that's one of the points. I thought that she was still passing on to the next grade.
Yeah, but he was it seemed to me an honorable enough teacher that if she had been fanning in work that was fail, it was like showing she didn't know the material, he wouldn't have passed her. So there was something that either she was exaggerating or saying, even though I scraped by, I really didn't learn anything, and I'm having some real trouble, or something else wasn't right.
She was so depressed.
Depressed, and obviously she had learning. Learning problem.
I mean, it's the only time she spoke up in the whole film, I think.
Right. We barely see her before. She's there.
I remember her.
It was her first line in the film. And I thought it was very touching and very strong. And, it's like she was, and the other kids are excited. He managed the last day to get them all to say something about science. And she
I guess she was so insecure. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, she was just disappointed. Everybody else
she
had something to get excited about, and she's like,
I don't think she was disappointed. I think she was. I think she's trying to communicate that I'm having a real problem here.
Yeah,
I don't want to go to bulkhead.
I don't
get it.
I don't want to go to trade.
Right, because that was the.
That's where she's
going to go if she can't pass. And it was like the moment of here in this country that you better go get tested and get some real.
Summer school.
You get tutors. You get an IEP. Blah, 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 you know, but I don't know if they have that stuff in France.
Well, I do know that in France and in England, yeah, it's very
tracked.
Very tracked. And my friend who has raised her son in France and knows anything. I mean, there's a test he's going to take later this year that
will
determine his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really is very hard to get out of those tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it puts, you know, even more.
Well, how about the. Now there was, I can't remember her name, even though I just saw it. It starts with a K. Something like that.
That defiant black girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of thrown that at the end she was so good-natured and so willing to participate and very upbeat that last day. It just didn't fit for me.
She's a young girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see those swings,
No, something happened.
Something happened
to change the experience for her.
But it almost felt like it was this guy getting expelled.
I didn't know
for her or something. It was confusing.
Yeah. Or maybe she just hit another phase.
I think is what you're saying. Rodolfo deals with it every day, and what I've seen of it, There are mood swings.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just a swing.
Well, no, but not
just she made a transition into a different.
Yeah.
Well, like when he confronted her, like, what happened this summer? Mm-hmm. They had that conversation where he's like, what happened this summer? You know, you were totally different in the spring, and now you're just, you know, fallen. And she said, can't be a kid forever. Mm-hmm. So maybe she had some shift around what that meant.
She was a very strong actress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that Esmeralda. She got the last word in on the skank question.
Yeah.
The last word on that.
Didn't you just, when he said that word, didn't you just know?
No.
I couldn't believe, I mean, in translation, I'm not sure if it's perfect translation, but certainly it was close.
What did you say in French? Remember?
What was your name? It was in French, yeah.
Oh.
But I think it came
across.
I better
look for that word next week.
Yeah. But it came across, and the minute it was out of his mouth, didn't he know it was going to be?
You know, he did not. He never did call them a stag.
No, he said an
act like one.
But that's.
And I know. No. It does make a difference. But it's close enough.
Yeah, he finally admitted it.
Jane, the gimmick is that we do that, and we could always say we use the simile.
Right.
You look like.
It's a trick.
You sound like. It's a gimmick. And then we feel better.
I took it as a little more serious than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he knew. And everything he did, and he said it. It's so obvious that it was.
Who took half?
To me.
You took half?
Me.
It's air.
It's all air. What was the point of the film, if you like, may ask, having not seen it?
Some people are saying, what is the point of the film? I was quite irritated during eating them. I was quite irritated by the first couple scenes. I thought, I am not going to like sitting through this. Partly because it did push my buttons.
What happened in the beginning? I don't know.
It was actually more of the same, but it was just the style, and it's like, I'm going to sit through a whole movie of this? This kind of verite, and these irritating kids, and the sad teachers, and the teacher's room, and I just thought I wasn't going to like it, and then I was really pulled into it.
For me,
mesmerizing.
I thought it was educational. I thought all parents of kids this age should go see this movie and see what these teachers have to put up with.
And that's nothing compared to
American
school. You couldn't pay me enough to be a high school teacher.
They couldn't pay me enough.
That is nothing compared to a mainstream
right.
classroom at Central High School.
I know. That's what we all walked out, the three of us saying that. Like, that was, boy, what a place
you guys
to be.
Together?
But, no. When you're Mira. Mira, Mary, and I all went. And it was like, yeah, but it's nothing compared to American High School.
Yeah.
I'll bet anything.
Although it is different because it was the immigrant experience, but it's mostly immigrants here too.
Yeah. But it's not even.
But it is a little different because of the colonial aspect. France colonized all these countries, and America, maybe neo-colonialism and all of that.
Yeah, we just have the Vietnamese and the Arabs.
Right. I mean, it's right there.
All the people that we went and.
That they
went to war to.
Right.
Right, that we did.
Right. But in France, you literally were owned by France. You were. And so you are a French citizen if you want to come and be educated and speak the language.
Yeah, but there's a difference in this country about the African American, the blacks who aren't immigrants. I mean, yes, way back they were immigrants, but the point is they are. They grew up, and how many generations back, as Americans and second-class citizens, which is why, originally they were slaves, but I'm talking about for the last three generations, let's say, they have not been slaves, and they're still second-class citizens, and that's not quite the same until recently in France.
No, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
It's still not the same.
And yet the classes there have problems with,
there's a discussion about you're French. No, I'm not French. Yes, I am French.
Right, right. See, that whole conversation, that...
And whether you're African or not, that whole
thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And it came up around soccer.
And the example is the Suleiman and his mother.
Right.
She's an immigrant, the full immigrant.
Whether he
was born... He wasn't born in France. We don't know that.
No, they're probably sending him back to the village. Remember?
Sending him back, so he was born there.
So that was very interesting.
So that threat of going back happens every day too here.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Well, with undocumented
back to Mexico.
Undocumented or not, they'll send them back. If they misbehave, the families, that's a living threat.
Because the parents are at the end of their rope a lot of times and don't know, what to do.
How do the kids respond to the threat? Do they take it seriously? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it ever carried out?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By the parents. Mm-hmm.
But not to places like Laos and Cambodia.
Well, no.
We're going Mexico or something?
Mexico, Central America.
Yeah, Central America.
Not China, no. Just Mexico and Central America.
But so speaking of the Chinese boy, I thought that character was very well drawn. It walked the line of being stereotypical, but it wasn't. And then the surprise that him, the good student, would be the one who's... Was it mother or father?
Was deported.
Was deported.
Was threatened.
Right. Yeah. So I thought that was very sensitively portrayed. Again, we're in a Hollywood film from any era, from the 50s, to the present, would have been much less rich and less believable, more two-dimensional.
There were a couple of scenes I found especially interesting. One was when one of the students asked the teacher if he was gay. But I think he used I don't know if he said gay.
Do you like men?
You
like men. I heard you like men.
Right, we heard that you're with a
man. But did he use a derogatory term?
Not really.
Nope. He said, I heard you like men. Is that true? And I don't have a problem with it.
And then he didn't answer the question.
Then finally he does say it.
I know, yeah. And then the student says, well, not that there's anything wrong with it.
Well, but it's easy for him to say that. For the kids to say that, but I think the kids would have had a problem.
Oh, clearly, yeah.
And it would have
I think one of the kids called somebody a faggot on the
phone. Oh,
right. We heard it.
But it was curious about that is at the beginning of the film when I saw the teacher, I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
And you're the
Yeah. Well, that's why I think there was a pregnant pause because it. And I thought, is he going to come out?
I thought he was...
I have teacher friends who've gone through precisely.
Right, so it wouldn't have been as interesting except that it was very much a possibility. And maybe he was.
I love that when he said
maybe he wasn't out yet, or maybe he didn't even know, or maybe he just decided not to go there right then. You know.
I love it when he said, well, people could be refined and affected and all these things and not be homosexual.
Yeah.
And that was the exchange. Yeah. And the other scene was when the teacher in the beginning of the film was in the faculty room, and he went on his tirade. He said,
I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. He just let it fall out.
That was another version of Mary.
I'm out of here.
In terms of the purpose of the film, I think what you were calling it a documentary, and I think not just the parents, but we all know need to see
an exposition.
Because I think most of us are very out of touch with what's going on with this generation.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, how underappreciated teachers are.
Oh.
There hasn't been a film in this country made anywhere near that.
No.
It's all glamorous, and it's all gang, and it's all...
Right.
It's all... And they put 30-year-olds playing 19-year-olds.
Right.
I guess they're always lived.
Mm-hmm. You think about Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds,
and she's
dangerous
like
minds.
Heroic, and... Although she's a real person.
Stand By Me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
Freedom Riders? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
No, I think it's an important film. You should see it, Richard. We want to know what Mark thought.
I was impressed with the sophistication of the discussions that they had in that classroom, mm-hmm. relatively speaking. I wonder if you'd have a discussion like that in a...
Indeed.
Inner city.
Yes.
School. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they'll listen to you when you put in your 2 cents.
I don't put in my 2 cents. I'm the boss.
Oh, you tell them what you
don't.
That doesn't exactly count as a discussion.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, but saying that I put in my 2 cents, they listen to me. Mm-hmm. They want to listen to me.
Okay.
They're educated to listen.
And they will speak.
And they're very free. I have a very different class, very different style this year. I let them say anything they want, but at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very free, but restrained in the sense that we're all here to learn and listen and communicate and exchange ideas, not to make a mess of this and make a noise, and make just noise. And that's what happened to that room. Because everybody spoke, but everyone listened.
That's true.
And they were all absolutely marvelous, crazy. All this stuff going on, and the woman, what's her name?
Esmeralda.
All those characters.
Kumba?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kumba I liked a lot. Mm-hmm. She was very real,
mm-hmm.
I thought.
Yeah, she was very real. Somebody makes her apologize, and that
whole... I didn't really mean it.
I will never look at you again, what did
she
say?
Oh, yeah, I'll sit in the back of the class. I will never look at you again, so you can never imagine that I'm challenging you or whatever.
She got over that.
Oh, yeah.
But...
She never.
But he also made a huge mistake to have that conversation with her while those two girls were right outside.
I know.
Shut the door.
Right.
Oh, which apologizes, but not.
And when they had the student council, why did they let those two girls get next to each other and just, just separate? I thought that was really.
And it was not clear to me like what their role was.
Well, they were trying to. They don't have PTAs anymore. Same here. They have PTSA. Parent teacher student. They want to, include the student, and so they were the student representatives.
Right. But that was a meeting where they were evaluating each student.
I know.
So
but
it wasn't
I guess,
like a
but that's something that they did regularly, and it must have been decided that there'd be student representatives of that. But no, they were talking to each other they were just so disruptive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess just as somebody who's not French and doesn't know what the system is, I thought it would have just been nice to know, are they supposed to be observers? Are they allowed to comment? Are they supposed to report back to somebody?
Yeah, no, it did too. It did me too, because it didn't. And then when they did have the trial or whatever you called it for the teacher,
disciplinary hearing,
you knew.
It wasn't for the teacher; it was for the kid.
It was
for Sulem.
Sulem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it also
There was something about it.
Because he had to admit that he had said that he used that word.
His status was not in...
No, it's not that his status
was... He was on the committee.
Right, and that's what some people question. How can he be on the committee when it's...
They're talking about him.
But the principal did make him amend his statement, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just in the strategic thing.
Right.
But for me, when I was watching that classroom, I felt like all these different layers of things going on. Like there was the adolescent, just the general adolescent rebellion and the hormones and all that. And then there's the immigrant experience
mm-hmm.
and the gender stuff
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the colonial thing, mm-hmm. that you talked about.
A lot.
And so one of the things that I was kind of having coming in and out, there wasn't much time to really think during the movie because you didn't want to miss a word.
There's a lot of dialogue.
It's all subtitled, so it's just like...
Especially with subtitles.
Yeah. But in the back of my mind was... on the side of my mind was... just the whole question, just the whole model of education, and that idea of, getting these kids acculturated and repressed enough to be productive French citizens.
Educated and instructed.
Trained, it's like my friend who was a teacher briefly, and he was like a very kind of radical teacher, and he was like, we don't have education, we have training or something. It's like it's training people to fit in and fit into the, the boxes that the society has
right.
of the economy. We'll get you ready for that job. We'll get you ready for that job.
Yeah.
We'll get you to obey a clock. Because it's like during the whole Industrial Revolution, you couldn't get people to,
that's 9/3 of education. Period.
Right. But I'm just saying, with all these other layers on there, because you have people from other cultures
mm-hmm.
who are being... but yet, I just thought it was an interesting question. Because, the question's there all the time. Mm-hmm. But then on top of it, you have the colonial question, the immigrant question.
I'm kind of amazed that this film is, you said it was so
well today. Out.
Yeah.
It's doing this well.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's doing this well.
Did it get,
it's
got to
be word of mouth
award?
Because it's,
no.
It didn't.
Well,
it wasn't.
Was it win any awards?
It was nominated for
Best Language Foreign Film. But a nomination helps get people aware of it.
I think it did win.
I think it might have won some critics or
cons.
Yeah.
It would win in cons, because con is very
French.
It's sort of French.
But it seems like something that's French.
But also just kind of that whole question of... the old empires,
right.
And the fall of the old empires, and well, where does that leave you with your old colonial serfs or whatever, who are now French citizens? And I don't know. It's just very really interesting questions to me because I think, of course, a lot about the fall of the American Empire. And where's it all going to go?
Big prize winner at last year's
So a lot of French people are going to see it.
Probably not.
No?
In France?
No, here.
Here. I don't know. I'm curious with the audience.
I saw quite a few. Well, it's just in the row I was playing.
Maybe.
Because like I said, the first couple scenes, I was like, oh my God, this is like torture.
That scene in the first day of back to school, the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the beginning?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. What happens? All the teachers meeting.
My name is. I've been teaching here for 7 years.
And how long has that guy been?
Teach. I don't remember.
Okay.
I think about 3 years. I'm not sure. I'll look for that.
Right. He wasn't a real old timer, but he was.
What? No.
But he had a history of.
Yeah. The remember the what happens when he's teaching the subjunctive when he's teaching.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's where I came in.
Mm-hmm. You didn't see the whole thing?
Well, I was there before that, but I just remember that. Mm-hmm. No, I was there before that.
And the discussion around that. Do you talk like that? Well, of course. Of course you do, but they weren't. They were not. They were disagreeing with.
No, but he even
need
admitted himself,
to learn that.
But he even admitted himself. He said, well, I don't talk like that. Well, they are bourgeois people who talk like that.
Well, yeah.
There aren't very many people who talk like that.
But do people here even bring up? I can't imagine that English is taught that way here.
Mm-hmm.
Calling it the subjunctive.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah? I don't know.
It wasn't.
It was when I was in junior high.
Wait, you learn grammar.
You learn grammar. I had none. I really learned grammar. The only ones who really
that's
taught
where
grammar.
You, that's where you would encounter the subjunctive.
But I don't
with
know.
With nuns.
Yeah.
Grammar.
Yeah. But I can imagine how meaningless that would seem to those students.
But the discussion that goes on takes several minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About the need. And, and nobody knew it.
So how does that play out in your ESL class?
It comes up, but in not for a whole group. Only when people don't catch it. Mm-hmm. But I have very few grammar classes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want them to memorize rules. I want them to discover the rules. Mm-hmm. And that way they learn them without knowing. Mm-hmm. And they don't call it anything.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that most English classes.
I think the French traditionally spend more energy on and pay more attention to their language.
And the Spanish too, I think.
Yeah, maybe Spanish.
And Spain.
And Spanish.
And
well, just being at the board.
Yes,
and,
yes.
What
I
do you
think
call
you're
it,
right.
Conjugating or that isn't.
But they're
English.
Right about the subjunctive. I mean, I remember having to learn subjunctive tenses in France.
In French.
Right, and I remember and Spanish.
A lot of them. You don't encounter in conversation anymore.
I wonder more if it's also a literary thing.
I wonder if it's also though because of just what we've done with the English language in this country. You know, because we've really changed it a great deal. So it's kind of a upstart nature mm-hmm. to our use of English and what we do with it. There's a lot of latitude for.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is one of the first films where I don't see that. The teacher has a private life, has no life outside of the classroom. Mm-hmm. We don't see it.
We don't see it.
We don't see it. That's what I mean.
That's true.
And the others.
The whole film takes place in the classroom, in the teacher's or in the school.
That's my point, exactly.
Yeah, we never go.
There's no social.
No field trips, no.
That's true. We don't know if he's gay or not. We don't know.
Right, that's what I mean. I think it's actually.
A friend, a wife, mm-hmm. a girl, a band. Cousin, the mother.
Right, so when the kids ask him, it's sort of like we're asking him too.
Right.
Because we kind of don't know.
In the teacher's room, they don't, nobody talks about their wife.
There's one very person.
She was pregnant.
Oh, one
pregnant. That was her. That was her personal
nobody else does. And she was the one earlier who had been obsessed with
the coffee
machine. Which is very typical in the teacher's room. It's always. Hot topics or always have to do with the donuts or the coffee.
Did anybody get a feel as to what age those kids learned French or when they came to this country?
Well, it would be all different. That's the thing when you have immigrants, same as here, right? I mean, there's people who... The ones from Africa...
Because they didn't learn French in their native country.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did in Africa. I don't think the Chinese
Moroccan country.
The Chinese probably didn't.
He had an accent.
And
he's the only one with an accent.
I'm just wondering at what age they may have come here to go to this class because they knew the language well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
they were from French colonies.
I'm sure it varied.
Yeah, and it would vary. And the level
but they, which
they were
anyway.
Taught in. Yeah. And I'm sure that, you know, the French scholars cringe at different.
Accents of the different immigrants. Well, and also they have their own ways of using languages, like we've done with English. You know, it becomes. Well, the British looked at it.
Well,
I
think they did it in French system.
I'm watching a series called Skinned, and you have to leave the subtitles on.
Teenagers.
It's not just teenagers. But I think in the French colonial system, If any boys and girls who would go to school would learn French from an early age, and they would learn good French.
Mm-hmm.
And if they knew French, and they were brought up in that system, they were considered French citizens. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Nowadays, I mean, if they have sovereign countries, I'm not sure what happens. But once they come to France...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Commonwealth kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they are accepted if they speak good French.
Yeah. So it's a huge asset to speak good French.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, we don't know. I mean, as I don't know if you picked up on it, just how good their French was.
It was pretty good for the most part.
Yeah. I thought it was very good.
I thought so too. But
the majority, except for the Chinese part.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell how strong their accents were. I think there was variation in that.
Right.
But there is an accent. There is an accent. The French is good, but there is.
Right.
There's a north, a south, or whatever, you know,
right.
In this country.
Right.
Different sounding.
I was just wondering if that was the language itself was an obstacle, you know, as being an immigrant and fitting in. I was wondering how much of a problem the language would have been. But it sounds like
probably less than it is with some of your kids who literally, you know. Probably less of an obstacle than maybe kids at some
right.
at Mission
less.
High who literally
the language,
speak Spanish.
The culture.
Yeah, the language. Speak Spanish.
It's the culture, but it's the skin color.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The culture, the color, everything involved with the culture.
I think it's the race.
Yeah, the race.
You're talking about there's a lot of races.
No,
In France.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep racism.
It's getting worse and worse because there are more and more immigrants.
Another movie that's based on a book. We argued about it at Ellen's house.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen says hi.
Oh. Hi, Ellen.
Do you email her? Do you call her sometimes?
Is there more on this film? Do you guys want to talk about Waltz of Machine?
Everybody should see the class and stick with it. If like me, you think it's difficult at first.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
I think it
stirs up a lot of stuff for the viewers. Puts it in your face.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you were saying about some of the French.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as somebody who attempted to teach high school, it took me right back. It definitely did. How do you have the energy to keep doing it?
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. If I were to teach a mainstream class, let me put it another way. I don't teach mainstream.
Right.
I taught it 2 summers ago. First and last summer. I taught mainstream at Edison over.
Meaning non ESL or what do you mean?
Meaning local, non ESL. And I handled it very well, by the way. But I dragged out of the classroom at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I could deal with it. Mm-hmm. But I had threats, I had shouts, I had 4-letter words every few seconds. And everything at me or at somebody or something. That's
so
not
draining.
The other day, not too long ago, next door to my classroom, there's a door to the next room, and a lot of noise comes through, and that's a very particular classroom, and it's full of different people. ESL. So I was testing in my room. And they were making a lot of noise, just screaming and throwing chairs around and stuff. So I thought, okay, do I dare or not? Uh-huh. And I go to the classroom, I knock on the door, the teacher can't handle them. Uh-huh. And so I used my strategies for control, and I begged them to, as soon as I started speaking, somebody in the back said,
oh.
I said, well, I'm testing you now, please, just for a few minutes, would you allow us a little control? And one guy said yes, and they were quiet. They were quiet. But I got, three different shouts of three different similar things.
How do teachers put up with that?
And the teacher was there taking.
Just taking it, yeah.
So what I'm saying is I can do that, but it drains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another teacher who was teaching that summer, a young woman, second or third year teaching, would literally just come out like this. Like,
yeah, reeling.
A young woman in her 20s.
Just
small
not there.
Why are ESL students different?
Let's not record
that. Yeah, I agree.